Hey guys, Canfo.com is officially live now. Go get your official Canfo merch. The first 50 orders will be shipped within 24 hours, so make sure to be one of the first 50. Don't worry, the rest of the orders will be shipped very quickly as well. We wanted to focus on quality, so we worked really hard on this. Go to Canfo.com today to get your order.
This week, Tyson Foods announced that it will be permanently closing its pork factory in Perry.
Dang.
Killing around 1,200 jobs in a town of just 8,000 people.
Wow. Dang.
So as Perry residents struggle to cope with mass layoffs, Tyson Foods has its eyes on a different class of workers. The company is now offering new jobs to asylum seekers.
Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
That's a problem. You know, off of, what's it called, South Park? You know when they said that they took my job? Yeah. I can see why they really made that.
You want to know what's funny? They literally, like, that show is like a satire. They literally made the people who took the jobs aliens from outer space. That's why it's so funny.
It's so crazy.
That shit is so funny.
This is
illegal aliens.
I
that's
can't
so
believe
funny.
I'm witnessing.
You know, this is South Park be right sometimes, you know.
That's crazy.
This is
so how many? Did
how
they
can
lay
you
off?
Even do that though? They don't got no IDs, no social security cards.
1,200. Yeah.
So they laid off 1,200.
1,200
in a town of 8,000.
Of 8,000. So that's
what percent is that? Can someone do that math real quick?
That's at least almost about point.
Somebody do the math. Bro.
It's about 0.7 or 8%.
It's more than that.
What?
It's more than that.
Are you talking about the town?
Yes.
1,200 out of 8,000.
It's 8,000 and only 1,200. That should be about because
it's more than not, point it, something.
No, bro. That's like 15%.
Yeah. Type. Yeah.
15.
Look it up.
15
bro.
Times. Somebody 14 times 8.
What's the calculator?
If you have 10, if you had 10,000 people and 1% is 1,000 people. That's you see where I'm coming from.
How do you do that on calculator?
I'm tripping.
Sorry, y'all.
So 8,000 out of that should be less than
maybe like 12%. It might be like 12%.
It's not, bro.
You're talking about
just Google what percent of
8,000 people is 1,200.
Yes. It's like 12%.
Population.
Gotta be. It ain't no point nothing for sure.
It shouldn't be 12.
That's a pretty good amount of the population.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying. Think about it. If you have 8,000, 1,200, it's not no point. It's gotta be at least
okay,
10,
7%. 12. It'd be 5%.
It's 15%.
15%.
That's a pretty good amount of
that's
people.
A good amount. Oh.
Said that. I guess that. That's crazy.
15. That is crazy.
He said 0.7.
10% of 10,000. Oh, I was thinking about 1%. That's 100. 10%.
Yeah, we low key were low. Yeah, that was low key.
Okay.
That's a lot.
A 1,000 people out of
10%.
Of 1,000 out of 10,000 is, 10%. So, it should be like around 15.
That's
I
a
actually
lot of
can't
people.
Believe that. You know what they were thinking? You know what? These people are money hungry, but they don't care about America. You know what they were thinking? They said, you know what? We can get these people and pay them cheaper and we all make more money, bro. Our company makes more
but
money.
You know what? I don't understand because they don't have IDs and all that. So how can you just...
I think there's like a paperwork form or something that you can file to hire.
No social
legals.
Security number.
The system is rigged.
Not paying taxes.
There's like paperwork that they fill out or something.
Let me tell you who really running America. The corporation.
Let's let them talk though.
You know
I want
to
hear
like
more
to me,
about it. We're just yapping.
This looks like they really trying to get rid of the American middle class. They trying to wipe it off the planet of Earth.
You know that's not
what this looks like to me.
Not a bad take. The middle class has had it rough in this recession. Had it like the worst, really.
If you make above 40,000 in middle class or 60 or 80?
That's
I think it's like 40, 90. It's like 50.
Yeah, it's probably like 50.
It's like 50.
A lot of these people at this Tyson factory making 50.
There was definitely making 50.
It's a factory job.
Yeah,
it's a factory job.
50 to 60. First of all, you work long shifts and you get paid a lot.
It is hard work.
Yeah,
maybe. Okay.
So, as Perry residents struggle to cope with mass layoffs, Tyson Foods has its eyes on a different class of workers. The company is now offering new jobs to asylum seekers.
That's crazy,
in other
bro.
States like New York. Bloomberg says Tyson's tracking migrants in a massive database. They scroll through the data like Facebook.
Wow.
You see a worker you like, tap hire.
What?
They even had a job fair.
You were at a Tyson fair in New York City not so long ago where Tyson was basically making this pitch. What did you observe when you went there?
They created a database for these new asylum seekers in New York City. So these people would come in, they'd learn a little bit about the company, and for the most part, Tyson had already gone through their various details of their application. And so many of them, 17 the day I was there, and then another 70 a couple weeks later, went off to Tennessee to go start their new jobs as Tyson production. Workers.
Wow.
And the jobs come with perks.
Wow.
Not just health insurance. Tyson's also offering lawyers to its illegal alien workers. Wow. And time off to attend immigration hearings. In lawyers. 2034, of course.
They gave them lawyers.
They're firing Americans and offering perks to illegals.
They better than rappers right now.
This was the Democrat plan all
along.
That's
insane.
Well, first of all, let's just say we are a nation of immigrants. 460,000 open jobs today.
Wow.
I have 5,000 farm jobs that I need filled so we can plant the crops.
Vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being hiring many
illegals on her farm.
Many illegal immigrants.
Like Nikki
you
Haley.
See, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick
the crops, vegetables, farm jobs that I need filled.
No, they're literally advocating hiring the illegals for these jobs. Listen. She needs 5,000 people to work on her farm.
I'm going to debunk all of this. They have machines that collect all the fruits and everything that goes in baskets, separates it. And
but they still need workers.
Though. Yeah, don't they need people to man those machines and stuff?
But how they open?
I still don't understand how Tyson and Tyson
Factory. But they saying they want people to pick it.
It's a chicken. It's a factory. They're processing the meat. They're bagging it. They're running through the machines. There's a lot going on. When I was in Kansas,
chickens?
No, when I was in Kansas, they had a chicken factory in Emporia. So and guess who was the majority of people that worked in the chicken factory? Lots of Hispanics. And the people was moving from California, all type of places.
Wow.
They're like, yeah, I like it small here. You get a good job, it's quiet. I'm like, oh wow.
What were you trying to say though, Todd?
Bro, a lot of the little fruits and vegetables don't need to be hand picked. They said they need people to hand pick them. A lot of that stuff have machines.
They just said they need people to work on the farm.
Fruits and vegetables, bro. We talking about chicken.
You didn't listen what they said.
I'm not gonna lie, man. He's talking about what they said on the View.
I'm not gonna lie, man. If I was super rich and like you could cut corners to hire illegals, I see where they're
no, I can see them as a business.
They're probably being like incentivized to do this. They're taking advantage of cheap labor so they can make more money.
Apple benefit like, that
cause,
out.
Because these people, these illegals, they're just going to be happy to have a job, have some money come in. They don't really care that they get exploited.
The problem is that
the company is like looking out for their own best interest rather than the American people. They see a opportunity here to cut costs on workers and get more money on the back end.
Yeah, but
of course they're going to
Americans made these people rich. Like, we supported this company and then they just say, fuck us.
You know, that's what it's called. It's called corporate greed or capitalistic greed is the term I think they call.
Tyson's canceled.
We just see a real case of capitalistic greed.
But
here,
you know what I look at it as? They probably hurting that bad. They probably hurting real bad if they had to take this desperate need.
Don't think they're hurting, but they're about to make more money off cheaper labor.
But wasn't there like a chicken shop? No, I know doing that. So you know, if I'm losing in some aspect, I gotta fix my budget. Me as a corporation. So like, how I'm gonna make my money?
That's true. Like, we gotta think about how big Tyson is, though.
So like, where they had a chicken shortage.
It's literally one of the largest meat producing companies in the United States. Like, I see Tyson chicken, Tyson pork. It's literally on everything. That's one of the biggest meat producing companies in the U.S.
But you know, they say
everybody
been shortage
everybody
on food
know.
And shit.
I think
you know?
About I little
are long. They though?
They have, about. We had a chicken shortage for the longest.
That was in 2020, bro. That's 4 years ago. And killed it with the phone.
That little ass shit. Hey, man, gonna let him run in here. But bro, I'm pretty sure anybody can see what they're doing. Is what they did was right? Was it right?
No, because you have American workers that's working for you, and American people that's buying your food every day, and you
exactly.
just said
so
you just said you just real life just took a doo doo and just wiped your butt and even flushed it in the toilet. You just threw it in the trash can.
That's an insane way to describe that. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what they did. We don't got to describe everybody. If you can't see this, brother,
I think they're just trying to cut some corners on employment.
Here to say they're canceled. We ain't got to describe what they did because everybody knows what they did.
They deserve to be canceled.
You support cancel culture?
Yeah, they're done, buddy.
Hey, this is just on the same level as the Bud Light, in my opinion. This is not going to New York.
34, of course. They're firing Americans and offering perks to illegals. This was the Democrat plan all along.
That's crazy.
Well, first of all, let's just say we are a nation of immigrants. 460,000 open jobs today.
Wow.
I have 5,000 farm jobs that I need filled so we can plant the crops.
She's vegetables for it. Would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many
illegal immigrants.
You see, even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north. We need them to pick the crops.
We reached out to Tyson for comment, and they said they have a very diverse set of employees, and they're proud of it.
That's how they use it. That's
Ohio crazy. Senator and author of Hillbilly Elegy, J.D. Vance, who are legal. Joins us now. I didn't think it was legal, Senator, to axe American workers and hire en masse illegal aliens.
Well, it shouldn't be, Jesse, and we're certainly going to look into whether we can change that, assuming Tyson is operating legally, which we don't even know if they are. We don't know the details of this. All we know, Jesse, is that they are firing American workers and hiring illegal aliens to replace them.
How is this
illegal? Is the entire point of illegal immigration, and Republicans, we've got to hammer this point home. It reduces the wages of American workers by replacing American citizens with foreign laborers who are willing to work at slave wages. It has been the plan, as you said, from the beginning, and what this means is the eradication of the American dream. Every time an American is replaced with an illegal immigrant, it means that an American family loses a good family-supporting wage. It means that American companies are literally replacing our own citizens with people who will work for slave wages. That is not capitalism or a market economy, Jesse. That is the decimation of the American middle class via illegal immigration, and it's happening all over the country.
And this poor town's going to get slaughtered. All of those people laid off in such a small town, it's just going to be have a, such a tremendous impact. Are they getting around it legally by saying, we're not hiring illegal aliens, we're hiring asylum seekers? Is that how they do it?
Well, that's one of the ways that they do it, Jesse, and we know that the Biden administration has made it easier to basically pretend that economic migrants are asylum seekers. It's one of the reasons why we have to change our asylum laws in this nation. But, Jesse, think about how much of a contrast this presents between the Trump economy and the Biden economy. If you go back to the Trump economy, you had American jobs going to American workers. You had wages rising. Under the Biden economy, you have those American workers getting fired and replaced with foreign labor. This is not an exaggeration. All net job creation, Jesse, you heard me right. 100% of net job creation under the Biden administration has gone to the foreign born. So we are taking an economy that produced prosperity for American citizens and turning it into an economy that produces prosperity for people who probably shouldn't be here in the first place. And I bet you know what Tyson isn't doing, Jesse. I bet they're not drug testing the illegal immigrants who are coming in. I bet they're not asking whether they're bringing fentanyl or drugs into that small town with them. This is the end of the American dream if we let this stuff happen. We've got to reelect Donald Trump, and we've got to get congressional Republicans with some spine to push back against this stuff.
Wow. That was pretty insane.
Is it raining outside?
Yeah, it's raining. Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, now that's probably the craziest shit I haven't heard all year.
Bro.
Yeah, no, that's pretty insane.
That is some...
That's pretty insane.
I'm sorry to say this, y'all, but, you know... If people tweak out, I can see why people tweak out. But that's some tweak out wording. So you ain't. Some people can't feed their kids now.
No, that's different. That is actually the worst one that we've seen, like probably on this channel.
That's like so heartbreaking, bro. Like they really, our government, real life, just say
not our government, bro.
That's our government.
Look,
a government is allowing this to happen.
Bro, that's not illegal, bro. You can fire and hire who you want to,
bro.
It was better for their corporations.
Our government. It's illegal to discriminate.
What we're figuring out is that these corporations, like
our government, allowed this to happen.
All those investment companies, people that have a lot of money, they're controlling the government.
Our government let this happen.
Yeah.
I mean, they did, but
they sold out.
It's their fault. But
Tyson took the risk. They're having workers that don't live here.
I bet a whole bunch of companies thought about this, Todd.
So is this a tax write-off?
But it's gonna be. Do you really decide?
That's
what
they ain't never seen no Apple factory here where they're making iPhones. They don't
do that.
They
know what they
in China.
Do.
They got 12-year-olds making them iPhones.
Are they made in China?
So Tyson went with the move.
They're not made in America.
Tyson did this. It's other companies that can do the same thing. That's why we have to put our foot down and no more Tysons.
Okay. I
got
a question.
Be pretty tough.
I got a weird question, but are they trying to promote Americans to have low-wage workers for them?
Bro, who's
trying to
get Trump in
office? Are they trying to make people have slaves?
Listen, Taj. Americans will never let that happen.
Brother.
They're going to get these people who are not supposed to be here, who are trying to take any opportunity they can to make some money so they can do anything. You know, they're here living off government assistance. I'm sure they want to be self-sufficient. This is giving them an opportunity to be self-sufficient. And the company can employ these people who are looking looking for work, eager to work for slave labor wages. They can, the company is going to make way, they're going to maximize their profits and minimize their employee budget.
Okay, I got a question.
Which is a win for them.
So oh, can it's a you huge get, win for can them. You get, so that means.
An L for us.
Oh, it's a huge L for America.
So that's why they don't care about us. So that shows that the corporations run everything, like QAnon, Sean, I forgot the real guy's
name. But it's not
name.
Necessarily
that. He said that these investment companies, the investment firms, these banks,
with are controlling with the weak president.
But they're controlling Joe Biden.
They run the stuff. Tyson's that's what I'm saying. If Trump gets in office, I feel like he can take care of that.
So this company, oh, he can. This company's probably been thought that. We are paying these guys. I mean, these
so they go try. That's why they go try
so
to.
They can, make, they can make Joe Biden do some.
You know
things,
what?
Get illegal.
They trying. They trying to help the illegal so they get that vote, so they can keep doing this.
Yes, oh, Tyson's yeah. probably liberal as hell. They're going to Joe Biden in. This I thought, is probably their plan. We
I thought
know.
Tyson is from Arkansas.
But Tyson know, Jr. Bro, from. It don't matter, bro. Yeah, bro.
It's liberals and Democrats in every state, bro.
But like, I thought it was a conservative company at first.
A company might decide their political view was based a W for them. I think.
Who knows?
Just
see opportunity to maximize their profits. They're gonna.
It's a W it. For a company to not have to pay as many taxes as Republicans, but it might be even more of a W to get cheap employees.
It's definitely a W for them to get cheap employees.
So you telling me any average like American you get
or you
a slave
care about
worker?
America. Or you care about America and you're gonna feed American workers. You gotta pick your side though. And they didn't pick their side.
Bro.
So y'all let us know what should we do about Tyson in the comments.